I carved me a block of wood. The grain was straight and the color good. Head and hands, two arms and legs, affixed them on with wooden pegs. I tied some string to make him dance. That's when it happened, the fateful chance. That puppet turned his blocky head. He looked at me and this he said: "Take it easy, Mac, I ain't some freak." "Oh yeah," said I, "but you can speak." "Well, what do you expect? Get this rope off my neck. What's it for anyway? I mean, what the heck?" Well, see this stage? You're just a puppet. I pull the strings and you climb up it. I make you move in a certain way. And then, oh, how clever, all the folks will say. "Well, that ain't fair. Why should you control me? I don't need you to tell me how to be. I cut these strings, let me walk on my own. I ain't scared to ambulate alone." "Are you sure?" I asked. "Heck yeah," he said. So I took those strings right off on his head. "Oh no, oh no, oh no," he shouted as he grimaced and he groaned and he fumed and pouted. "I thought it was gonna be some kind of bliss. You never said that it was gonna feel like this." A drag. Tell me what to do. I feel limp as a rag. I ain't cut out for existential stuff. It makes the universe feel way too rough. Sorry, little block boy, no can do. I cut those strings to accommodate you. Then I threw him in the box with all of the others, all his little wooden puppet sisters and brothers. They're in there still to this very day. I would open up and talk, but I got nothing to say. Should I crack the lid and let in some light? Add a little pleasure to their endless night. But then I think, no, let them stew. You know they'd do the same thing to you. Besides, in a sort of cosmic paradox, no one ever opens a lid to my box.